From NPR News in Washington, I'm Craig Windham. There's been a sharp increase in the number of homeowners getting initial foreclosure notices. Rick Sharga with the foreclosure listing firm Realty Track says last month's rise was the largest monthly increase in 4 years.
August appears to be the month where perhaps the industry has hit the reset button and is starting the next cycle of processing loans that are just seriously, seriously delinquent. And should have been in foreclosure many months ago.
Sharga says banks are apparently speeding up foreclosures after dealing with paperwork and processing problems, but he says there's still a big backlog of distressed mortgages awaiting action. Police in London have arrested an employee with Switzerland's largest bank, UBS, in connection with a massive loss from unauthorized trading, a loss the bank says is in the range of $2 billion. Larry Miller reports the 31-year-old man was taken into custody in the city's financial district.
He reportedly worked in the bank's London Equities Division. He was arrested at 3:30 a.m. on suspicion of using his position to commit fraud. In an internal email, the bank describes the unauthorized trade as distressing and says it would spare no effort in its investigation. The bank says no client positions were affected by the loss. For NPR News, I'm Larry Miller in London.
President Obama is trying to build public pressure on Congress to enact his job creation plan. Mr. Obama says the plan would help construction workers and business owners and increase opportunities for minorities.
At a time when countries like China are building high-speed rail lines and gleaming new airports, we've got over 1 million unemployed construction workers, many of them Latino, who could be doing the same thing right here in the United States. That's not right.
The president speaking at an event sponsored by the Congressional Hispanic Caucus Institute last evening. The White House says 344,000 Hispanics have lost jobs as carpenters and construction workers because of the recession. The president presents the nation's highest award for valor today to former Marine Sergeant Dakota Meyer. He's credited with braving heavy Taliban gunfire and saving the lives of 36 American and Afghan troops. NPR's Tom Bowman reports Meyer will be only the third living recipient of the Medal of Honor from the wars in Afghanistan and Iraq.
Dakota Meyer was just 21, a Marine corporal in Afghanistan serving on a training team. When American and Afghan forces were stranded by Taliban fire, he asked superiors for permission to go help them. 4 times he was denied. So he disobeyed orders and went anyway, mounting a Humvee's gun turret and heading into the ambush with another Marine at the wheel. He told NPR he was certain they weren't going to make it.
We'll just die with them, because I can tell you right now they're not going to get out without us.
For 6 hours, he turned his gun on Taliban fighters and pulled wounded Afghans and Americans to safety. Meyer's credited with saving several dozen American and Afghan troops. Tom Bowman, NPR News, Washington.
This is NPR. There's been a strong earthquake off the northeast coast of Japan, the same area hit by a deadly quake in March. This tremor had a magnitude of 6.2, but there are no reports of significant damage or injuries. The United Auto Workers Union has agreed early this morning to extend contracts with General Motors and Chrysler, contracts that expired at midnight after negotiators failed to reach new deals. NPR's Sonari Glinton reports union members will stay on the job as contract talks resume.
These contracts are seen as a test for how well the UAW and carmakers can deal with each other in a post-auto bailout world. Neither GM nor Chrysler workers can strike over wages because of bailout agreements. Ford is the furthest away from an agreement, and its workers can strike, but negotiations, while slow, don't appear to be acrimonious. The same can't be said at Chrysler. The company's CEO, Sergio Marchionne, sent a strongly worded letter to the head of the UAW. The letter reads in part, quote, "I know that we are the smallest of the three automakers here in Detroit, but that does not make us less relevant." Workers at all three companies will remain on the job while negotiations continue. Sonari Glinton, NPR News.
The nation's busiest border crossing connecting San Diego and Tijuana, Mexico, is open again, but delays are expected this morning after the collapse of a temporary structure that was put up to catch construction debris. Maurice Luque with the San Diego Fire and Rescue Department says the collapse injured 11 people and damaged more than a dozen cars.
People could not get out of their vehicles, either because they were injured or just trapped because the doors wouldn't open.
About 50,000 cars and trucks cross the border there every day. I'm Craig Windham, NPR News in Washington.